Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Luke 11:4. This devotion is directed at saints. The Lord's Prayer can reveal hypocrisy in the lives of those who pray it, and then say, Amen, which means, I agree. Do you agree that you don't want to be tempted? Then why do you do things you know will tempt you? Flee sexual immorality. You are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:18-20. The path of obedience is a guarded path. Christ was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. He earnestly admonished his disciples, Pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. The natural man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upwards, and the Christian man is born to temptation just as certainly. Prevention is better than a cure. It's better to be ready for battle, but still better to not go near it. Pray this evening first that you may not be tempted, but even more, to have the fortitude to get nowhere near temptation. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. James 4:7-10. If you think it's impossible to stop habitual sin, you're probably not saved. Seek God. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8:1-2.